We have the opening of the meeting, and do the roll call. And Joe, we don't have you in yet.
I'm on my way, sir.
And Mr. Holliday told me he would not be here today. He has an appointment, and I haven't heard from Ann Gorman yet. Okay. Could I have a motion to approve the minutes for the June 17th?
Yes, I make a motion to approve the previous board minutes.
We got a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
On the question, all in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed, ayes have it. And before I forget, Mr. Dodd, would you lead us in a Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And while you're still standing, Judy Kuhn would like to have a moment of silence for Ethel McAllis, who is the wife of the mayor of Highland. So just a moment of silence. Thank you. We have one speaker today. Is Mr. Jellin here? Okay, there you are. Just take your time coming down. And you have 3 minutes to speak. After 2.5 minutes, you hear me do this, and you have 30 seconds. If you have something written, all you have to do is give it to the county clerk to get in the minutes. Okay. And we won't start until you start.
Okay. Some of you, or probably all of you, have heard that doctors are fleeing Illinois. We've been hearing this for many years. And so back in 2006, and again recently, I asked the Department of Professional Regulation to give the number of doctors licensed in the state in each of the last 20 years. And what the data show is that the number of doctors, has increased from a little less than 37,000 to about 44,000 over that 20-year span. And apart from the little zigzags caused by the 3-year renewal cycle on the licenses, there's been a steady upward trend in the number of doctors throughout that 20 years. It matches population growth pretty well. So now we're hearing stories about businesses fleeing Illinois and even citizens leaving because they don't like the state or there's something wrong here or whatever. So in any case, I would urge you to consider the official information that hasn't seemed to have made it into the newspapers as of yet. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll put that in a minute. Thank you, Mr. Jellin.
Interesting. I don't know.
Okay. Any correspondence?
No correspondence.
No correspondence. Okay, we have some appointments.
Chairman Bunker, Hero Protection District. Timothy A. Thompson is recommended for appointment to the unexpired term of Sean Williams, who has resigned. Madison County Zoning Board of Appeals. Pat St. Peters is recommended for appointment to the unexpired term of Larry Kaser, who has resigned. Corcus Grove Cemetery Association. Paul Schaefer is recommended for appointment to a life term. Wanda Cemetery Board, Cindy Seiler is recommended for reappointment to a new 6-year term.
Motion approved.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
On a question, all in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed, ayes have it. I just was noticing that life term for a cemetery board is probably fitting. Finance and Government Operations Committee, Mr. Minner.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, the Finance and Governmental Operations Committee have 4 items for your consideration this evening. We have summary reports of claims and transfers, resolution approving construction contract for the Southwestern Illinois Flood Prevention Council bid packet number 6, change order, resolution authorizing an agreement concerning CBC Metals, LLC, Resolution authorizing the purchase of excess liability property and earthquake insurance coverage. This is signed by six members of the committee, and I move for your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Yes.
Second. On the question, roll call. Motion carried. Mr. Minner, I just want to say it's good to see you at our county board meeting this evening, and I just hope for a 100% recovery in the very near future.
So do I.
And we're all thinking about you. Anything else?
No, sir. That's all.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Minner. Mr. Ballone, if we could have Grants Committee, if you could bring in C and D, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow county board members. Under C, the Grants Committee has a resolution authorizing an increase in funding for the landing at Bell Meadow, a resolution authorizing the submittal of the 2015 to 2019 consolidated plan. Under D, a resolution awarding bids for weatherization for HVAC contractor. I move for their adoption.
We have a motion. Do we have a second on the question? Roll call. Okay. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Ballone?
No, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Holliday, Health Department Committee. Oh, he's not here. Who's on that committee? I'm sorry. Yes. Helen, would you just put that on record activities report?
Yes, I make a motion to put the health report on file.
Yeah, and we will do that. You don't actually need a motion, but we will put that on file. Thank you. Judiciary Committee, Finance, Government Operations Committee, Mr. Brazier.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Judiciary Committee and Finance and Government Operations Committee has one resolution. It's a resolution to award contract for the purchase of DigiTicket electronic ticket solution for the Madison County Circuit Clerk's Department, and I recommend its approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We have a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Brazier? Okay. Planning Development Committee, Mr. Maher.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Planning Development Committee, we need to note that Z150058, petition of Dylan Smith, was withdrawn by the applicant.
Okay. So noted.
And the rest of the zoning resolutions, refund variance application fee for John Bertelli. I so move.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
Got a second on the question? Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Maher?
That is all. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Glasper, if you could bring in H and I, please.
Yes, Mr. Chairman and fellow board members. First, your Public Safety Committee would like to submit its report covering licenses, and I ask it be placed on file.
We will do that. Thank you.
And then, along with the Government Operations Committee, your Public Safety Committee has two resolutions. The resolution to purchase maintenance renewal for the Madison County Starcom 21 radio system and dispatch center for the Madison County Sheriff's Office, and a resolution authorizing an intergovernmental agreement between Madison County and the Triad School Community Unit Number 2. And I move for their adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a second on the question. Roll call. Anything else, Ms. Glasper? Okay, thank you. Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee, Mr. Tricano.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee has its property trustee resolution. I move for their adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We got a second on the question. Roll call. Most carried. Anything else, Mr. Tricano?
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Sewer Facility Committee and Finance and Government Operations Committee, Ms. Novosic.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. I have tonight the revised resolution to purchase two new model year 2015 Ford F-150 Super Cab 4x4 replacement vehicles for the Madison County Special Service Area 1, and I move for its approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Ms. Novosic?
That is all. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Transportation Committee, Mr. Simonism.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, the Transportation Committee has one resolution for your approval this evening. It's a resolution funding for Landmark Boulevard landscaping in the city of Alton, signed by all members of the committee that was present, and I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Second. Is there a second? We got it on the second. On the question, roll call. Mr. Alines, are you confirming yet? Motion carried. Okay. Yes.
I meant to vote yes.
Okay. We'll let the record show that.
Okay.
Thank you. Anything under new business? Mr. Walters?
Mr. Chairman, I had a speaker, and I can't let this go because I think it's a slap in the face of you, myself, Representative Beiser, Representative Ron Stevens, Senator Watson, that worked on that medical malpractice bill many years ago to stop the leaking of doctors from this area. And it was a serious problem. And to say that it wasn't is simply not true. To say that people aren't leaving the state, all you got to do is look at how many congressional districts we have. 12 years ago, we had 21. We're down to 18. Over a million people have left this state. Jobs, well over a quarter of a million. I've heard up over 500,000 have left the state in the last 14 years. So to say that the state's doing great, it's not in the condition of this county, that's for sure. It's in a lot of problems, and we've got to do something. And I hope that, unfortunately, the leaders can come together, work together to do something kind of like we do here at the county. But thank you, Mr. Chairman.
No problem. Anything else? Entertain a motion to adjourn. Second. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.
Doctors,
what I'm
saying.
He got released to drive last week.
You want to go to a jail?